صلی علی رسول کریم اما بعد. سو بیفور وی گو فار دا ایکسپلینیشن اینڈ ٹرانسلیشن آف دیز آیات آئی ووڈ لائک ٹو ریمائنڈ یو فیو تھنگس دیٹ وی آر آل ریئلائزنگ ناؤ. دس سورۃ الکہف از ناٹ لائک جز 29 اور جز 30 رائٹ. دوز آیات آف جز 29 اینڈ 30 ماشاء اللہ ایزی آیات. اینڈ دس سورا شوز دا ہائی لیول of Arabic literature. So from the literary point of view, it is also on the highest point. And that's why we see all those words that are difficult to pronounce. Right? So what is my advice in this surah? We need to do some extra work. And number one extra work is that whatever ayat we studied today, just these two ayat, 17 and 18, we should repeat today. We should find some time today. Still, while these ayat are still fresh in our mind, so we should repeat several times, 8 to 10 times, so that we should be able to pronounce all these words easily and smoothly. Okay? The more you will repeat, the more will be easier on your tongue. These words, tazawaru, right? And ذات الیمینی و ذات الشمالی تقردوہم غربت, all these words. Number two, I'm also inshallah willing to help again tomorrow, if you are coming tomorrow in Fajr prayer, and those who would like to repeat with me one more time the same two ayat, inshallah I will sit with you few minutes after the Fajr prayer and you can repeat after me. Right? Third thing, you need to do the homework. Meaning, you know, you will memorize them, but the next two ayat, when we will study next Sunday, ayat number 19 and 20, since these are big ayat, so let's study only one ayat. Next Sunday we'll do only one ayat, ayat number 19. But before the class, please read at home several times, so that when you are here, it will be easy on everyone to read that ayah. وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ. That will be ayat number 19. So still this ayat has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and a half lines. So we will study only one ayat, 19. But the home assignment that you read it before you come to the class. Yaqeen, you got it? MashaAllah. And then I was also thinking and appreciating the importance of Arabic. How important is that we should learn the language, the Arabic language, you know. Because the word ذِرَاعَيْهِ, the وَقَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِتٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَسِيدِ. Now it's very common word in Arabic. It was little bit hard to pronounce for some people, but it's very easy word in Arabic. You know, zira'i means the elbows. If you use in the context of the human beings, that the arms of our body or the elbows, they are called zira'in. For the animals, especially Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the dog over here, the dog that was with them. So the four legs of the dog or four paws of the dog. So it's so easy word, but because we are not familiar with Arabic, so that's why it became difficult upon us to pronounce it. So it's so important that we should learn Arabic language also. Inshallah. Okay, now the meaning. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ. You know the meaning of shams. What is that?
Sun.
So these people of the cave, they were sleeping in the sun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them from the heat of the sun. So, the ulama, the mufassirin of the Quran, they have the conclusion of the situation, the location of the cave, that the entrance of the cave, it was not facing towards the east, nor facing towards the west. It was neither east nor west, but it was more towards north side. The opening or the entrance of the cave, it was in north direction. So when the sun was coming from the east in the morning time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the sun to incline away, to move away, to going and getting directly into the cave. Otherwise, it could burn their bodies. If you imagine that, for example, this is the entrance of the masjid, and if it is facing towards the east, so at the time of the rising of the sun, the heat is coming directly inside the cave, and it will be very much damaging and harmful for the bodies of those people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them from the heat of the sun. Similarly, if you imagine if the entrance of the cave is in the west side, so at the time of sun setting, the sun is coming, and again it is harmful and damaging for them. So keep this scenario and the background in your mind, and now translate. وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ, and you will see the sun. Tara. Tara means to look from your eyes, to see something. You say أَرَأَيْتَ, رَأَيْتَ, right? So رَأَى, يَرَى, it means in Arabic to see. So وَتَرَى, and you will see the sun. إِذَا طَلَعَتْ, what does it mean? إِذَا طَلَعَتْ,
when it's rising.
When it is rising. طَلَعَ, يَطْلَعُ in Arabic, when the sun is rising. It appears on the horizon. Tazawaru an kahfim. Tazawaru means turning away. Tilting away, turning away, moving away. That is the meaning of tazawaru. So tazawaru is the verb, and the subject of the verb is the sun. So the sun was moving away. From where? An kahfihim. From their cave. Right. وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ, and when it is
setting.
غَرَبَ, like we say Maghrib, Maghrib prayer, because it is at the time of the sunset. So غَرَبَ يَغْرِبُ means setting the sun. So when it's setting the sun, تَقْرِدُهُمْ, same meaning like تَزَاوَرُ. تَقْرِدُ means is cutting away. The literal meaning of تَقْرِدُ in Arabic is cutting. If you have a scissor, you are cutting the paper, you are cutting any cloth, that is called taqridu. What is the word for scissor in Arabic, yaqeen? Miqrad. There are two words, miqas and miqrad also. So the literal meaning of, we say qard, loan. When you borrow the money from the bank, from anyone, that is in Arabic is called qard. So the literal meaning of qard is cutting. Some people say that qard cutting the relationship. Some people are best friends, but the time they take the money from each other, they are turning away. Right? Taqridhum. Zat al-shimal. To the left side. So the sun was cutting away from them. To the left side. Wahum fi fajwatim, mean. Yes, to the north. But sometimes the shimal in Arabic also means to the left side. Yes. So yameen and shimal, left and right. So two meanings of shimal. Okay. Wahum fi fajwatim min, and they are easily sleeping in the open space. Inside the cave. Whom? What is the meaning of whom?
They.
It's a pronoun. Fi fajwatin. In the open space. Fajwa, like you are inside a chamber, inside a room, and you have a spacious place. So that is called fajwa. Subhanallah, Imam Ibn Kasir pointed out another very good point over here. He said that same, you know, climate or the timing will be in the Jannah. When people, they will be in the Jannah, there will be not the direct sun heat that you will feel the heat in the Jannah. Not like at the time of sun rising, not at the time of sun setting. It will be very cool time, like you are in the shade, always under the shade. That is the description of the life of the Jannah. So that type of environment Allah has created for them inside the cave. And that is also the description of the life in the grave. When a mu'min person, a very righteous person who died on Iman and Allah granted him maghfirah, when he was sleeping in the grave, he always thinks that this is the time of like Asr prayer. Cool time. Subhanallah. So, Wahum fi fajwati means they were sleeping in the open space inside the grave. ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ And no one should have any kind of question on that because it is from the signs of Allah. ذَلِكَ That is مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ From the signs of Allah. مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ Subhanallah. Beautiful statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you hear it so many times in the khutbah. In Friday khutbah, in other khutbah. مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, he is the one who is rightly guided. Man yahdillah, whomsoever Allah guides, fahuwa al-muhtad, so he is guided. Wa man yudlil, but unfortunately those whom Allah leaves them in the state of astray, leaves them in astray, falan tajida lahu, you will never find for that person, waliyan murshida, anyone who can protect him and who can guide him to the right path. There is no guidance beside the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So woman yudlil?
Woman yudlil. And whomsoever Allah leaves in the error. Okay? And he is going astray. So you will never find for him a protector who can guide him. وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاضًا And you will think about them. If you see them at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also, you know, everything is narrating from that time when they were sleeping. So if anyone would happen, just imagine, if anyone would happen to see them, so he will think that they are alive and they are awake. Ayqaza means awake. Like we are all sitting, this is our situation is ayqaza. So ayqaza is a plural. Wahum ruqud, but the reality is that they were sleeping. Ruqud means sleeping. So if we are all sleeping, that is called ruqud in Arabic. If we are now awake, it is ayqad. So what was the beautiful thing about that? They were sleeping, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused their eyes to open and close. Right? Because if they were closing their eyes all those 300 years, it will be again damaging for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them in a situation that they were opening their eyes during the sleep and then again closing. Subhanallah. And this is also a situation of some animals. There are animals in this world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the same situation. Sometimes they are sleeping, but if you look at them, you will see that their eyes are open. Right? So, and you will think about them that they are awake, but they were sleeping. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ Another arrangement for them, that Allah turning their sides. During the sleep, they were not sleeping only on the one side. Turning them to the right side and to the left. All those 309 years, they have turning their bodies. So you can imagine and you realize that if they are sleeping on the same situation always, so it again the earth should start to eat up their bodies, right?
So muqallibu is turning?
Not turning, yes. Muqallibu from iqlab, turning away. Zat al-yameeni again, left side and right side. وَقَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِتٌ ذِرَاعِهِ And their dog also was sleeping, right? And what was the situation of the body of the kalb? That it was stretching the four legs right at the door of the cave. So, قَلْبُهُمْ Their dog. بَاسِتٌ means stretching. ذِرَاعِهِ Four legs. Two, right? bil wasid at the threshold, at the entrance of the cave. Lavit talata alayhim. Now suppose if you happen to be there in that cave the time when they were sleeping, so if you are looking, lavit talata, law means if it talata, if you look at them at that time, lawallaita minhum firara, you would run away, you would flee right away from there. Why? Because you will be filled completely with awe and khawf. There will be a kind of fear and awe, and no one could stay over there. So that is also another protection for them, that if suppose anyone would happen to be there, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected their bodies, otherwise anyone can harm them. So no one could stay. It was that kind of environment that it was very much full of the awe and khawf. So lavit talat alayhim, if you see them, lavallaita, you will turn away. Lavallaita, walla, yuwalli, wallaita means turning your back. Okay, so you will turn your back, minhum, from them, firaran, while you are in flight, you are fleeing, running away. So firara means when someone is running. Okay, wala muliita, and you will be filled. Muliita, malaa yamlau, it's called to fill something. Like if you have a cup of water and glass, and it's filled with the water, that is called malaa in Arabic. If this masjid, this space is full of the people on the day of Jummah, when we have overcrowd, mashallah, that is called mala'a, mala'a al-masjid. So you will be filled. Now here, filling is not physical filling. It is, spiritually, you will be filling with ru'ab. And ru'ab means awe and fear. Right? Is there any other word you would like to clarify one more time? Actually, the literal meaning of zat is self. Self. Like you say, myself, yourself, that is the meaning of zat. Here, zat al yameen to the right side. Wa zat al shimal to the left side.
Towards the right, towards the left.
Isn't it interesting?
Very,
right?
So.